where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here's an update from Sarnia News Today.
Sarnia police say a 42-year-old man from Georgetown has been charged in connection to a human trafficking investigation that launched in March. He's accused of trafficking, procuring, and coercing a female victim to provide sexual services for his financial gain. Investigators believe there may be other victims in the Sarnia area. They're being urged to contact city police or Crime Stoppers. OPP detachments are modernizing their after-hours call system. If you go to a detachment instead of using the old phone handset to connect with the communications center, there will be a new touchscreen e-phone. You just have to touch the call icon on the screen, and dispatchers will immediately know where you're calling from. So far, 20 detachments across the West region have made the switch. The other 14 will make the switch by this fall. More teachers have finalized a deal with the public school board. The Lambton-Kent District School Board and members of the Ontario Secondary School Teachers Federation District 10 have ratified the local portion of a collective agreement. The deal runs through to August 31st, 2026. It was a once-in-a-lifetime moment for Madison Menez. The 12-year-old from Omgenong First Nation was the Toronto Maple Leafs fan flag bearer earlier this week. Menez is a member of the Moortown Lady Flags U13 team. She skated onto the ice during the pregame, waving the Leafs' iconic blue and white flag. She says it was an amazing experience.
We had dress rehearsal. I was, like, really nervous. But then after the rehearsal, I was, like, perfectly fine. I was like so calm, and I thought I was going to be like really more like nervous, but I was like really excited.
Unfortunately for Menez, the Leafs lost Wednesday's game against the Bruins, giving Boston a 2-1 lead in the best of seven series. And Big Brothers Big Sisters of Sarnia Lambton is hosting its fourth annual spring show and sale this weekend. Executive Director Kaylin Burgess says the event is being held tomorrow from 9 until 5 at Alexander McKenzie School on Michigan Avenue in Sarnia.
We have 99 vendors this year. Honestly, there's a little bit of everything. Our committee works really hard to make sure we have a good variety for all those coming.
Admission is $7 for adults, and children 12 and under are free. Burgess says $40,000 was raised by the event last year, and they're hoping to bring in $45,000 this year. Sunny and windy today with a high of 18. Tonight, a few clouds and periods of rain, windy with a low of 12. And tomorrow, periods of rain ending in the morning, then cloudy. There is a chance of showers and risk of a thunderstorm, windy with a high of 23. I'm Natalia Vega.
Find these stories online at sarnianewstoday.ca.